Wherever we went, we were observed. I watched Achilles closely, waiting to see if Thetis would again make his hair brighter or his muscles bigger. If she did, I did not notice. All the grace I saw then was his own. Simple. Unadorned. Glorious. He waved to the men who stared at him. He smiled and greeted them as he passed. I heard the words, whispered from behind beards and broken teeth and calloused hands. Aristos Achaion. Was he as Odysseus and Diomedes had promised? Did they believe those slender limbs could hold against an army of Trojans? Could a boy of 17 really be our greatest warrior? And everywhere, as I watched the questions, I saw also the answers. Yes, they nodded to each other. Yes. Yes.